You know, some couple of weeks, the President of the Republic has been complaining about his government team, which has proved to be failing in every corner. The President of the Republic has been accusing his cabinet of laziness and other abuses. So the Prime Minister, who was in charge at that time, couldn't stand the ground and proposed to President what kind of changes he could operate in his cabinet. So I think that the President has alluded that it would be better that he sack the Prime Minister and replace him by a new one.
That is very interesting, because when President Evariste took power, he wanted to bring about change. Is someone in his government is preventing him from bringing about change, or he is siding with those who don't want change?
One can wonder how President Evariste Ndayishimiye meant to set up his team when he took power in 2020. He could rely only on his political party, CNDD-FDD, for his proper reason. And unfortunately, those who have been accused of sabotaging him are from his own party, because his government team was 100% from CNDD-FDD. Now, we can just wonder if he's going to respect what the Constitution says, or if he will still be a prisoner of his political party, where he won't be making step forward after all. It will be likely a stalemate, because we don't see a CNDD-FDD political party who is in office ruling the country for more than 15 years already. So I may say that this is a very challenging time for President Ndayishimiye and his political party, because they have to change their mind and think about Burundi as Burundians and not think about Burundi as people from CNDD-FDD. If they fail to do so, we can say that we can even see the situation worse more than it has been.
Let me say that we tried to reach a government person, but they refused to talk to Voice of America under the guise that the government has suspended Voice of America. First, your comment on that.
I think that's a big mistake from the government side, because one of the major tasks of a government is to communicate not only to its people, but also to the international community, to the partners. Failing to do so means that, after all, this reluctance cannot help this country overcome its own troubles. We have to broker our policies to any partner. And if what we are doing is genuine, why should we be ashamed of communicating about it? After all, removing the Prime Minister and appointing a new one is something which is quite normal.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and have a good time.